بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Respected elders, beloved brothers, respected ulama ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan has blessed us and favored us. And it is this month of Ramadan where we utilize this time to understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to develop these qualities that Allah describes in Quran. In Surah Anfal, the second verse, Allah describes the qualities that a believer and a mu'min should have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in Quran that these qualities we need to bring in our life. That is why the effort of iman is so important. That a person has to make effort upon his iman daily in his life. This is a daily thing that a person has to do. And this month of Ramadan helps us in this manner. Why? Because the environment is there. And to practice upon this becomes easier. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and there are many other places in Quran where Allah gives the description similar, you know, to what a mu'min needs to bring into his life to develop, you know, the true iman, to become of those who Allah describes as أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. That these are the true believers. And Allah make us amongst the true believers. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Who are the believers? Or who do we need to be? Or what qualities and sifat do we need to bring in our life as believers in order to be called or described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describes in Quran, as أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ, being amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says are the true believers. So the first quality that is mentioned in this verse is that إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When the name of Allah is taken, when we say Allah and we say our Rabb and we speak about Allah, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. This verse mentions, and the translation of which is, where this person has awe in his heart for Allah. He has that awe. And the word wajilat as well can be, you know, mentioned in a way that a person develops this love in his heart for Allah. That a person develops such type of love for Allah. A mu'min is that, you know, that he is one ashaddu hubban lillah. He brings that intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. So in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, that fear, that love enters the heart. And this is an effort that we have to make in our daily lives. Iman is not an ordinary thing. Iman is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this iman, if a person does not make an effort upon it, you know, then a person, you know, will sometimes be on a low, and a person will not be practicing the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, or he will not be following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam correctly, because this person is not making an effort upon iman. This effort of iman and making this effort of iman is something that a person has to do on a daily basis. And he has to take the name of Allah regularly. He has to give da'wat and invitation to this every day of his life. That he speaks about Allah. Quran is filled with this. That is why the next part of the verse mentions, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Then when he hears, or when the verses of Allah are recited upon him, this increases his iman. That when we hear the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Quran regarding Allah, regarding the greatness of Allah, regarding who Allah is, this human being has to spend his life, he has to spend his time, he has to spend his day in trying to understand the greatness of Allah and the median of that, and the way and the medium for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. One of the mediums of that is Quran, where a person reads Quran, or he listens to Quran, and when he hears the verses of Allah, And when he hears the verses that, you know, contain the creation, how Allah has created, you know, this universe, how Allah has created this human being as well. When he looks at these verses and he hears these verses, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, then automatically his iman increases, and you know, he begins to increase in iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and then he brings complete trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever verse it is, whether you're listening to the verse when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about, you know, fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard, Allah speaking in the creation of the skies and the earth. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, speaking about the sea, Allah speaking about the mountains, Allah speaking about how He designed this entire universe, how Allah designed the earth, how Allah designed the sky. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. How Allah speaks about how He designed the skies, بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. All this is an invitation. Quran is a dawat. Quran is an invitation towards the greatness of Allah. For a person's iman to be at a high level or to be raised up, a person has to, you know, look at the creation of Allah to understand Allah. A person has to look at his own self that Allah mentions in Quran. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. O man, do you not look at yourself in the manner and the way that Allah has created you, you know, with your form, your shape? وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْءَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says that you were non-existent. You know, were not even, your mention was not even being made. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ. These are all verses of Quran. These are all the signs and the verses of Quran that are telling and giving this human being an invitation, a dawat towards understanding who is Allah and towards increasing one's iman. Allah says, a time has passed upon you, O human being, where your mention was not even being made. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you into existence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life. Allah removed you, took you out from the wombs of your mothers, and then He gave you hearing, He gave you sight, He gave you an aql, intelligence, He gave you a heart, you know, so that you can understand and you can remember. This Quran that Allah has given us is the most blessed book, and this Quran is inviting us. That is why Allah is saying to have iman, or you know, to get iman and be a true mu'min, you have to look at the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to understand this and be of the mu'minuna haqqa, be upon those who have, which Allah describes as true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as those, you know, who are the true believers. And Allah make us amongst the true believers. And when this iman enters into the heart, and when this, you know, sweetness of iman enters into this heart, وَإِذَا حَلَّتْ حَلَاوَةِ قَلْبًا نَشَأَتْ, you know, فِي عِبَادَةِ الْأَعْضَى. When the sweetness of iman enters into the heart of a believer and enters into the heart of a human being, you know, then all the limbs of his body relish in its taste. That all the limbs of the body relish in its taste, meaning he will have the complete understanding, you know, of iman, and his body will then act accordingly in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. Then to follow every commandment of Allah becomes easy. To follow the tariqah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes easy. You know, to follow what we need to follow and what Allah has instructed and advised us with, that will become easy. But the foundation of this is making this effort of iman, this tahriqul iman, this movement of iman, this giving dawat and invitation every day about Allah, this reading and listening to the verses of Quran, and you know, speaking about Allah on a daily basis. And every person has this ability to speak about Allah. This is not something that is restricted to people of knowledge or people, you know, only, you know, who understand, you know, the deen of Allah. But this, every human being can speak about Allah. They say to understand Allah, another medium is to look at the creation of Allah. Every day we are looking at the stars. Every day we are looking at the sun rising. We are looking at the moon every night. We are looking at the sky. We are looking at everything. A person is going to look at the sea and the ocean. He is looking at the trees. So every person has this ability to speak about Allah. A person looks at himself. And Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. Take your own self as an example for you to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at yourself in the mirror, or you know this body of yours, how Allah has given this hand which you can grasp it. How Allah has given the sight with which you can look. How Allah has given you the ears with which you can hear. How Allah has given you this feet with which you could walk. And Allah has given you all these faculties. How Allah has given this aql and this intelligence which this human being has the ability to use to achieve such type of things in this world which one cannot even fathom and one cannot even imagine. So Allah is saying, look at yourself as well. So these qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us, and Allah is describing in Quran, these are the qualities that we must make effort on daily in our life. And when the sweetness of iman then comes, then a person will enjoy and a person will utilize all his limbs, you know, for the sake of the deen of Allah, for what Allah, for the commands of Allah and the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only that, a person will, you know, develop such type of iman. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, he asked Haris, and we know this incident, he said, كيف أصبحت يا حارس? He said, أصبحت مؤمنا صادقا يا رسول الله لكل قول حقيقة ما حقيقة قولك يا حارث. He said, oh Haris, how have you woken up this morning? He says, Ya Nabi of Allah, I have woken up as a true believer who has perfect, complete iman. He said, oh Haris, but for every statement there is some type of dalil, so bring your proof. How do you come to this conclusion that you have perfect iman? And Allah grant us this perfect iman. But this perfect iman will come by making an effort. This perfect iman will come by giving da'wah daily, you know, and speaking about Allah, listening to the verses of Quran, you know, speaking about the qisas of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allah did not place these qisas and these incidents and stories for us to say, this is just but a story in Quran. But the incident and the qisas of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is one of the mediums and ways that to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how, you know, Allah allowed them to perform such type of miracles, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, gave them such type of mu'ajizat and signs. And through that one can understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had set a pattern and Allah had set a way. And Quran explains this to us, that how we need to act and what do we need to do to bring this reality in our hearts. Allah, it is all about bringing this reality of iman. You know, this the sweetness of this iman in our hearts. Then we can understand the commands of Allah. Then we can understand how to practice upon every sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, Ya Nabi of Allah, I woke up this morning a perfect believer. He says, how do you say this, and how do you come to this conclusion? He says, you know, that I have, you know, turned away from this dunya and from this world. You know, and I've kept my days in fasting. I've kept my nights in ibadah. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ أَرْشِ رَبِّكَ. It is as though I am looking to the arsh of my Rabb. It is as though I am looking at, or listening, or looking at the people of Jannah, visiting one another. It is as though, you know, I am hearing the screams of the people of Jahannam. To that level and limit was the iman embedded in his heart. And like that was the lives of Sahaba. If we look at the Meccan period, for 10 to 13 years, our ulama tell us and teach us that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent in making an effort upon the hearts of Sahaba. There was no commandments, there was no salah, there was no zakat at that time. All these commandments, fasting, came later on when iman was understood, when the effort of iman was made, when this foundation and this bunyad became strong. Then it was easy for Sahaba to practice upon this iman. Then it was easy for Sahaba to practice upon the commandments. That is why when we sometimes listen to these incidents that a Sahabi, by the indication and the movement of his hand, is pushing away a volcano. Today a person listens to this and he thinks, but how is it possible? How can it be possible? But this is when the iman reached to that level. That when a Sahabi, you know, whatever he done, he crossed the ocean, you know, in a manner that one cannot even understand. Or he walked through the jungle and, you know, he slapped a lion. This today a person cannot fathom and understand. But this is because that iman was settled in the heart. The sweetness of the iman touched upon the heart. And who Allah describes in Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Those are the truthful ones. Those are the ones who have true and complete iman. So this effort that Allah has given us, this Mubarak effort of Dawat and Tabligh, is a medium for us, or a tool to utilize and, you know, spend some time in the path of Allah. And while being out in the path of Allah, you know, to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like a walking madrasa for one and all, that a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes into that such type environments where all he does is speak about Allah. And the more he speaks about Allah, and the more he talks about the greatness of Allah, the Qudrat, Kibriya, you know, the power of Allah, the more this will enter into his heart, and the more the reality of placing one's trust upon Allah will enter the heart of a person. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The one who places his trust upon Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And when this reality of Allah's in tawakkul, when we place our complete trust upon Allah, then وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ then فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah becomes sufficient for him. And then Allah mentions الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. Then Allah mentions the aspect of salah. Then Allah mentioned the aspect of spending one wealth in the path of Allah. And all these other commandments come after that. So Allah has given us this noble effort, which is taking place throughout the entire world. We must try and involve ourselves. We must try and make this intention to spend a little time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, whether it is in the form of 3 days or 10 days, you know, or 40 days or 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come into this environment and we join this effort which is known as Tahreekul Iman. The effort of the movement of Iman. Wallahi, there is no other objective behind this effort but bringing about the name of Allah alive in the earth, speaking about Allah, you know, bringing about that true iman in our hearts, like the iman that Sahaba had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in other verses, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. That those who have iman, those, you know, who strive in the path of Allah, with their wealth and their health, they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. These are the true believers. So this moving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, utilizing our health and wealth, which Allah has given us, which does not belong to us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah says the health and wealth that you have by you does not belong to you. It is an amana and a trust that Allah has entrusted you with to utilize in the correct way and the correct manner, and the gift from Allah, and you know what Allah is going to give you in return for utilizing that in the correct way. Allah is going to grant Jannah. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability and understanding, and Allah make us easy for us, you know, to spend a little time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go out, so that how we can understand this. So all of us should try and make some intention, inshallah, to give a little time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and after, you know, after the month of Ramadan also, that we engage all the time in this noble effort. So who is ready, inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah, give our names, let us make intention. And intention, you know, by just making intention, a person gets reward. And every action done in the month of Ramadan is multiplied and is given in the reward of a fard, every nafil action. So even by intention, Allah is so great and merciful that He can give us the reward of a fard deed. So let us make intention, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah, you know, to give some time in the path of Allah? Muhammad Raja, 40 days, mashallah. Adil Jalal. Mashallah, our Jamaat has come from Cape Town, mashallah, for 10 days. And our Jamaat will be based here, inshallah. So, inshallah, brothers are available to take us also for mulaqats. Humbly request that you join us, inshallah, and take us out. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanAllah, Allahumma nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.